Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you finding life maybe a little bit hard? It's a little bit of a test for you right now. I've certainly been there many times, believe me. Well, I want to talk about life being your confidence personal trainer today. And if you stay until the end, I'm going to give you an extra bonus point as well. Now, before we dive into today, I just want to mention that if you want to keep up to date with the latest episodes and get a free weekly confidence tip on our free weekly newsletter, all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below to sign up for that completely free. Now, I was going through my notes of personal growth like I like to do. I like to recap. I like to review what I've learned, what I picked up. There's so much I can learn, so I picked my main notes through my teachers like Peter Sage, Tony Robbins, Joseph McClendon, Grant Cardone, all those kind of people that I really follow and have learned a lot from. Even my coaching sessions with my own coach sometimes as well. And I found this, and I remembered about it, and I thought I really felt cool to talk about it, that life is a personal trainer to us. Like going to the gym, it's a really good analogy that's demonstrated by one of my mentors, that when you go to the gym, you may have a personal trainer. You don't always have a personal trainer, but let's say you do for the sake of this, right? You go to the personal trainer, and the personal trainer makes you uncomfortable. They push you to limits if they're any decent. If they don't, you're too comfortable. They're probably not a very good personal trainer, but they're pushing you so you can grow. You can get a better body, whatever you're trying to do, more energy, more healthier, right? They're pushing you. Life does that to you as well, in that it's a growth experience, not a comfort experience that most of us like. We like safety. Yet if you really see it for what it is, like a growth experience and it being your personal trainer, then you can start to look at life in a completely different and wonderful way. And I've been in situations when people have rejected me personally, professionally, not just in the workplace, but in dating and in like social environments, all kinds of things, right? And sometimes I had a bad attitude about it. I was like, oh, so annoyed with them. Maybe I got a bit angry, said something I shouldn't now and then. And it's all learning, right? We all go through different stages on life, and I'm by no means like perfect all the time, right? And you know, I can have bad moods now and then. Like, we're all human beings at the end of the day, right? Yeah, I've learned from it, and it's really helped me grow and really build my confidence and trust within myself. I remember though that I was, how old was I? Maybe about 26, and I went into a meeting, 25 or 26, went into a meeting. And I'd given like no instructions. I thought someone else was running it. I had no idea what was going on. So I had to blag it and run the meeting with some very senior people. I felt a complete imposter. I felt really embarrassed. I did my absolute best and I got out of there. And I was like, phew, right? And I realized that was really a test for me to grow that day. Even though I wasn't super into my personal growth, but I felt really proud that I went through it and I came out the other side, right? And sometimes life does that, it throws in surprises and we really grow. So I believe we are always growing. We're always being tested, and life is our confidence personal trainer. Yet if we start whinging at it, we start complaining and we don't do the work, then we don't get any gains. It's a bit like if you're in a gym with a personal trainer and they went to you, we're going to go on that machine now and lift those weights. You're like, I don't want to, oh, it's really hard, I want to stop, right? Of course, like, you may have the odd moan like now and then, realistically. Someone go, oh, no, not more, and then they'll go and do it. But if you just didn't do anything and just resisted, then you wouldn't get anything from it, and your personal trainer would probably sack you, to be honest, and drop you, right? And they just leave you to probably your declining health because you just refuse to go through the workout, right? So I want to go through, really, some points on this that I find really useful when things get tough, to really build your confidence. So the first thing is know, again, it's just emphasizing a point I said, know that it's a growth experience in life, and acknowledging that and accepting that, that life is going to give you growth opportunity. There's going to be times you can celebrate and enjoy yourself, Of course, and that's one of the other points I want to make. Yeah, there's going to be times when you're really tested, and there may be longer periods when you're tested than others. And it's really important to take care of yourself, but remember, you're just being there to grow, right? And to contribute as a result from your growth. And when you think of it like that, life really gets a lot more beautiful with that perspective. The second thing, get excited when a challenge comes up. Now, I'm not saying like all the time you're going to be able to get excited. If you hear some really tragic news about something, that may not be the case. But if you're like, you're hearing like, I don't know, a job situation, a business thing, or something doesn't go your way, like, it's okay to feel bad temporarily, but maybe get excited about it's an opportunity for you to grow, really. It's a bit like the whole, like the COVID situation. There are some businesses who are like, oh my God, it's going to be a disaster. We're really struggling. And then they went under. And there's other businesses who went, right, bring it on. What are we going to do? How are we going to grow, right? And if you start getting excited about an opportunity to be trained to grow, then that will shift your perspective as well. The third thing, think about when you've overcome something in your life and how much stronger you've become as a result. And it could be little things like, oh, this isn't a little thing. Well, it depends how what you perceive it as, like passing your driving test or passing exams in school. Or maybe you started a job and you thought, it's so hard, I'll never get the hang of this. And you did, right? Maybe you're in a relationship with someone and you never thought you would be that person or with someone, right? So think about the things you've overcome and therefore you've got into your life. The fourth one, praise yourself and celebrate on your way, because that's going to encourage your nervous system to do more of it as well. Now, I've got an extra point for you as well, but just before we get onto that, I want to mention this, that if you want to stay on top of every single episode each week, you want to keep up to speed and you want to get a weekly confidence tip, then all you got to do is subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, link below. Okay, my bonus point is look at inspirational stories, because there are some people who have had hell against them, absolute hell, right? I've heard people like born and raised in like areas of poverty, of abuse, all kinds of things, horrible things happen to them, born with no limbs. Yet some of these people are also hugely successful in what they're doing, really happy, really fulfilled in life. And that really just gives inspiration that it's a way of thinking. It's a way of how you perceive things in the world. So if you can look up some inspirational stories of people who have really come against the odds that have gone against them, then that may give you a little bit more inspiration for you as well. Maybe you want to do it every other day. Maybe you want to do it once a week. But just if you could look at stories of people who've really had it all against them and they've overcome it, think about how you can go through and train yourself through the help of life as your personal trainer to really grow your confidence as well and that opportunity. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.